Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am your host for this program. I think you're going to enjoy it. That was a very special program, and I'm going to do my very best to make an excellent program for you. Because I've been doing this now for 23 years, and I know what I'm talking about. What do you need, you the average person? What you need is a way to refind your center of dignity. Right now you are, in essence, most people are out of control. And if they're not out of control, they're nevertheless overreactive, reacting. You need to refind your center of dignity. You need to refind your intuition. Intuition is a very, very important thing. I've been reading quite a bit lately about Albert Einstein, a very nice man, of course, the great scientist, the great physicist. And he spoke about intuition all the time, about how logic is nice, intellectual thinking is nice, mathematics is nice, but intuition or insight is very, very important. And I agree with him. In fact, I say that we human beings are creatures of intuition. I say that God gives us intuition. Yes, of course we have an intellect. And of course we can, use our intellect. But we ought to be primarily creatures of intuition. We ought to live by faith. We ought to just see the right way to go and go the right way. Or see the wrong way, to see what's wrong and not go that way. There's no thinking process involved. You just see. And people like Moses, David, Jeremiah, Paul, Christ, these people had a very special relationship with God, and they followed their intuition. And inspiration is actually, see, let me talk about intuition here for just a moment, because I said that's what you need. You absolutely do. See, now you are drowning in a sea of knowledge. Most people have plenty of knowledge. In fact, they have way too much knowledge, although it's amazing how dumb people can be. We were in Winco today, or the grocery store. It doesn't matter which one we were in, but we were in a grocery store. I saw a lady there, and she looked very unhealthy to me in various ways, various obvious ways. And I looked in her shopping basket, and I didn't see one thing that was healthy in there, not one. All kinds of processed food and packaged food, and I don't want to give any brand names, but there was nothing healthy in there whatsoever. So you'd figure with all the knowledge nowadays and all the classes and courses and all the talk about, healthy food, you'd figure that she would know better. Now she doesn't. But never mind that. The point that I want to make is that even more important than knowledge is your intuition. God gives animals instincts, he gives humans intuition. And if you were to use your intuition, why, you might become an Einstein. And for sure, you wouldn't mess everything up. You know, why is it now that you picked the wrong man, the wrong woman, the wrong this, the wrong investment, the wrong job, see, the wrong everything. You spend too much money. Things go wrong. It's just amazing. Why is it that you couldn't just easily pick the right thing? And with your life, too. Where are you going? What is the purpose of your existence? See? Well, what is it? Shouldn't you be able to find that out? Of course you should. But in order to do so, you need your intuition. So that's where I can help. I can help you find your intuition, help you find your center of being, and help you give up negative emotions, and then you'll be in really, really good shape. So stay tuned, because the good stuff is coming. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor, but I'm a very special pastor. I'm a wonderful pastor for everybody, because I don't belong to a particular church, and I'm not trying to push any dogma on you. What I would like is for you to get in touch with your intuition. I would like to help you to get back in touch with your intuition, and I can do so, A, by talking about the fact that you need to refine your intuition, and then B, helping you, showing you how to find it, where to find it. Now, right now, you're not in touch with your intuition. And the reason is a couple of reasons. First of all, you're lost in emotions and your imagination. You're too reactive. You react to things on the outside. You get excited about this and angry about that and irritated about this and resentful about that. And then emotions wash away the calm, the quiet in which you could be centered and find your intuition. Secondly, you doubt your intuition because all your life people have taught you to doubt it. They haven't told you about your intuition. And if they did talk about intuition, they said, well, it's just women's intuition or something. They discount. And thirdly, you put too much faith, too much belief in outside authorities who tell you to do this and do that and this and that, and you follow them and you doubt what you know in your heart. Sometimes you hear them talking and they're telling you to do something, and somehow you sense that what they're saying is not quite right or you're not sure. But they doubt it, especially when they apply pressure or when they have the credentials and degrees and they're very clever with words. And so they lead you, see, and you later on you're in the wrong place at the wrong time and you spent your money on the wrong thing or some bad things happen and you wonder why. The third thing is that you're a creature of trauma from the past. You know, you're likely to go out and find a man just like your the dad who you hated, see, or the mom who nagged you and who you resented as a kid. You go out and find a woman just like her. If you come from a home, if your parents were drug addicts or alcoholics, then, well, you might become the same, see. If they slapped you around and put you down when you were a kid, then when you grow up, you find yourself slapping your kids around and putting them down. See, if your dad wasn't there for you, then you grow up to be and have kids, and then you're not there for your kids. See? You repeat the old pattern. You're a creature of trauma. You're imprinted by trauma, and then that's all you know is trauma. So that has to be overcome. So now you see you have a lot going well, I was going to say against you. You're a creature of trauma. You're too emotional. Oh, and you're lost in your imagination. I forgot to mention that. So you're lost in emotions. You're overreactive. You're too emotional. You're lost in your imagination. You doubt what you know in your heart. You doubt your intuition. See, you're not like Einstein. He trusted his intuition. He trusted it. But you don't. People, you know, like, well, I was going to say the great scientists and inventors, they trust their intuition. But you don't. You doubt your intuition, if you even are aware of it. And then the next thing that comes along is that you start to become guilty because you don't live life properly. If you're not living your own life, if you're living the other man's game, if you're following everybody else and you're not living your true purpose, then you're going to feel a little bit uneasy about it. And then if your peer group and friends lead you into doing naughty things, taking drugs and having promiscuous sex and drinking alcohol and so on and so forth, and you do that, and you're going to not feel right about that. then your parents pressure you, or they're not there for you, or they don't get things quite right, and you end up resenting them. See, then you won't feel right about that. Why? Because it's wrong to resent other people. It's wrong not to live your own life, and it's wrong not to trust your intuition. What does it say in the Bible? It says, all that is not of faith is sin. I believe Paul says that. It might have been James or Peter. I believe it was Paul. He said, all that is not of faith is sin. Do you really, have you ever, look it up in the Bible. You know, Google search it and find it. All that is not of faith is sin. Now, isn't that a startling statement? And that's because you're supposed to live by faith. You're supposed to live by intuition. And faith is not some far out thing, some weird thing, some emotional thing, some psychic thing. It's not a study thing. See? And it doesn't mean faith in the preacher or faith in some book or faith in some dogma. It means faith in what you know in your heart. God gives you intuition so that you might, he might wordlessly kind of guide you in the right direction. And if he guides you, if you're guided by that, then you're following God. Remember Enoch? It says in the Bible that Enoch walked with God. Can you imagine? Would that not be the most wonderful thing to have said about you? That you walked with God. That's amazing. It's an amazing thing. He walked with God. See? I don't think Enoch didn't go to church. He didn't read the Bible. What did he do? He walked with God every moment. See? If every moment you were to check with your intuition, what you know in your heart, what you wordlessly know, not your imagination and not voices that talk to you in your head that you think are you but that aren't, but what you wordlessly know, what you quietly know, what you silently know, if you quietly lived that way, moving delicately from moment to moment, why, you would live gracefully, honorably, intuitively, and safely, and you'd... It would guide you to all the wonderful things, step by step. But what do? You listen to other people and you do what they tell you. See? You follow the authorities and usually have to pay good money. And they tell you to set goals. See? They tell you everything backwards. They don't tell you to follow your intuition. They don't tell you to live spontaneously. They don't tell you to be like Einstein or Edison or Nikola Tesla or Michael Faraday or Isaac Newton. No, they tell you to... or Madame Curie, or Sojourner Truth, or Susan B. Anthony. No, they tell you to study, go to school, education, more classes, more study, more degrees, more knowledge. And then they tell you to set goals. Plan everything. See, and then you feel guilty for planning and scheming. And then in your guilt, you go and smoke marijuana, or take drugs, or take pills. And then those cause side effects, and you see? So you've got to come back to the simple life. Well, who was it that said, simplify, simplify, simplify? Okay, but simplify doesn't mean just going and sitting on the side of a mountain, or sitting, twisting your legs in the shape of a pretzel, and then going om or chanting or something. It doesn't mean that at all. It means being out in the world and doing things, but it means doing them with awareness, with intuition. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
My name is Roland Trujillo. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. And I'm telling you the truth. I'm seeking to awaken you. See, I'm your true friend because I'm seeking to awaken you to so that you might trust in and follow your own intuition, your own God-given intuition. See, I don't want you to follow me. And there may be some good leaders out there. I'm sure that there are some nice teachers and some good leaders, and you know, that you might cooperate with or follow. Maybe have a good husband, follow him. That's nice. Cooperate with him. That's nice. But in the current state in which you are now, hypnotized and emotional and lost in imagination and looking for answers on the outside and not paying attention to your intuition and angry and resentful, in that state, you can hardly know whether you're following the right person or not, or doing the right thing or not. You can't. So what you need to do is to go back to basics. That's why you should get my meditation. I have a very nice meditation, which is just, it's a way of becoming still and refinding your intuition. And standing back, mentally standing back from thoughts and emotions, so you're not lost in them. So you'll be able to see the forest for the trees. You'll have mental clarity. See? But what I have is a mindfulness meditation. It's very nice. And in fact, it has a little bit of Christian touch to it, so that's nice. But you don't have to be a Christian to try the meditation. You don't have to be a Christian. And I have one nice little thing about it, and that is I mentioned God. And I say that ultimately, it might help you to find God, not because I say so, but because you might find him of yourself. See? Now, isn't that beautiful? I'm not forcing anything upon you. I'm saying you might. See? And if you don't, whatever you see, you'll see what's true and what's not true. You'll see for yourself. That's the beautiful thing. Your whole life will change for the better. Then you can listen to people, you can take classes, you can study, you can read the Bible or Confucius or Zen Buddhism, whatever you want. You can work and have friends and do exercise and recreation and go on vacation. You can do everything, but you'll have a little extra quality. You'll have awareness. You'll be aware. See? Like when I go to a movie, I'm sitting in the movie, I can watch the movie. But I don't get caught up in the movie, because while I'm watching the movie, I'm also watching the people around me. See? I'm aware. Not unaware, I'm aware. So if you have awareness, that'll make you a better parent. You'll be a better parent. You'll see the dangers. You'll be able to steer your children safely. And you'll be a better partner for your partner. You'll learn how not to be resentful. You'll see the harm in resentment. You'll see why not to be resentful. And you'll discover where you are resentful and you didn't even realize it. See, that's the important thing, is to see it. Not for me to tell you anything. That's why I don't tell you what the truth is. See, I simply point out error and I provide the meditation so that you might try it, and perhaps it will help you to become more aware. That's all. Is that not beautiful? So there's no pressure involved, and then you'll be able to see for yourself. That's the main thing. Now, I want to mention my 24/7 Self-Help Resource Center. That's where you can find the meditations. I have a really wonderful meditation, a basic one. I have a meditation for stress. I have a meditation for PTSD. I have a meditation for anger management. I have many... And a new one for pain management. You've got to go to commonsensecounseling.org and find out about the meditations. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, my name is Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. I'd like to read something to you from the introduction to a book I just called A Guide to True Peace Revisited. This is a quote from A.W. Tozer. A.W. Tozer, a very famous Christian minister, preacher, writer. He said, "In this hour of all but universal darkness, one cheering gleam appears. There are to be found increasing numbers of persons whose religious lives are marked by a growing hunger after God Himself. They are eager for spiritual realities and will not be put off with words. Nor will they be content with correct, quote-unquote, interpretations of truth. They are athirst for God, and they will not be satisfied till they have drunk deep of the fountain of living water." That's a quote by A.W. Tozer. Now, perhaps you are such a person. You want the real thing. You're interested in spirituality, and you want the real thing. Or perhaps you're even a Christian. And maybe you go to church and everything, but something is missing. See, that's the thing. Something is missing. You want the real thing. Well, I can help you find the real thing. What you need to find is God. And the meditation that I have will help you, because it helps you to get out of your imagination and out of thinking, out of emotions, so that you can sense the presence of God. It's just a wonderful thing. And the meditation is a very nice technology. You could call it a technology. Now, you know, if you're not searching for God, you're not searching for religion, you're not Christian, you're not particularly spiritual, but you do like the truth. And you hear me talking, and you sense that there's a ring of truth, or at least something here, a spontaneity, a sincerity. You sense that. Okay, so you kind of like that, and you are looking for truth. There's something about truth that you love, and there's something about lies and phoniness and hypocrisy that you don't like. Well, that's good. That's fair enough. I don't care whether you're from a Christian family or a Jewish family or an atheist family. Or it doesn't matter to me. But the meditation will still help you because it puts you in touch with your intuition. So I'm not going to say this and that. I'm not going to say who Christ was or wasn't. And I'm not going to say who Moses was or wasn't, or Buddha was or wasn't. I'm not going to say anything about that. I'm just going to say, look, why don't you refine your own intuition, calm down, get out of your emotions, become less reactive. See, that's all good stuff, right? Then you'll be less stressed. And then you will be able to see for yourself what is true and not true. That's the most wonderful thing, to see for yourself. And when you see clearly about such things, then that will be faith, because you'll just see it and you'll be unbudgeable. They say Einstein was unbudgeable when he intuited something. He just knew that it was right, and people couldn't dissuade him about it. Well, that's very nice. All right, well, I think I've made my point. I would like you to go to commonsensecounseling.org. That's www.commonsensecounseling.org. And you can check out our resources. Many are free. The introductory version of the meditation is free. My name's Roland. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Yes, yes, indeed. Go to commonsensecounseling.org. You could also go to www.talkpastor.org. All my things have ORG on them. Talktoapastor.org. And you can find out about the different resources that I have. And I think if you started to practice the meditation, read a couple of my books, it could do you a world of good. A world of good. And so therefore, I would like to say adieu at this point. Thank you for visiting. And please come back again next week. Until then, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.